Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
I know. This is Boom Boom. Go ahead, Boom Boom. Go ahead. Come on.
I'm not rapping.
Why not?
Although this is one of my favorite songs. This is one of my favorite songs. This is what actually got me into hip hop more than anything. No, I'm not. I'm not disrespecting Rakim like that. I would never disrespect Rakim like that to rap over it. No way.
Don't lie.
To me, greatest MC of all time.
You have done that.
You can
tell me you've never done that.
Oh yeah, in the car.
Okay, exactly. So give us.
Not on the radio. But no, I know I've disagreed with by many, but
top of my head, talk to me.
Oh, I think this might be for me the greatest MC of all times because of how he changed hip hop. Biggie, not Tupac.
He's my personal favorite.
Is he? Okay. So, well, good. Yeah. We finally agree on something.
We agree on almost everything. What have we disagreed on? Oh, okay. Other than your outlandish take that the Texans could win 12 games next year, what have we
You said that the Texans would win 17 games. That's what you said.
I mean, other than that.
Nick had a question that I thought was a good question in our rundown yesterday that we didn't get to regarding football. What do you think is the most attractive NFL head coaching gig that's out there or available now? And some of those... If you need a refresher, you've got the Bears job, the Lions job.
Oh, sorry.
Bears,
it ain't open yet.
The Bears, the Lions, the Colts, the Giants, and the Raiders.
If I knew that Andrew Luck was going to be back to being Andrew Luck, the Colts would be a good one because I like, one, him, and two, their division is a division that, you know, you can come in and do some damage
compete.
And not have to compete against some big dogs. So that one I like more than let's run down the list now.
Yeah. So the Bears.
The Bears, problem I have with that is I don't like
Trubisky.
I don't like Trubisky. I don't like what he looked like. And you gotta deal with Minnesota and great defense. And Case Keenum and their quarterback situation is going to be fine, even if Case, you know.
In the next couple, three, 4 years, Aaron Rodgers is still healthy.
Aaron Rodgers is still there for a minute. Detroit can always put up some decent numbers with Matthew Stafford. So that's a tough division.
And that one is open as well. So you have Detroit and Chicago.
Yeah. So and again, with Detroit, you have Matthew Stafford, but he also can get a little shaky on you at times. And you're in a tough division with Aaron Rodgers and Minnesota. So that's why I ranked that one a little bit lower. Tampa Bay didn't come open, which we thought would.
Thought for sure Dirk Cotter would be fired.
That one I would have liked because I don't think New Orleans is going to be able to maintain once Drew Brees shuts it down, which he very well should. This might be New Orleans' last run,
yeah,
in a way.
I don't know. That running game, you just get a guy that doesn't turn the ball over, and they might be pretty good.
No,
their defense looks a lot better.
Drew Brees is better than that, though.
I'm just saying, if you just get a guy.
You can have less of a quarterback. And
still have some success.
If
Ingram and Kamara continue to run the ball like they can, mm-hmm. the offensive line continues to play well, and that defense.
Yeah.
The other two that are open.
Coached well, that's a tough division.
The other two that are open is the Giants.
And see, I know that division.
That division
is
tough.
Nasty, and the Giants have a lot of work to do. A
lot of holes.
Yeah,
and Raiders.
They got almost as many holes as the Texans.
See, to me, I would take the Raiders gig because you have a quarterback in Derek Carr. You have Mac on the other side. You have some weapons for Carr. The offensive line is good. to me, that's the most complete team on that list that's ready to win. The division is tough, though. That's the problem. You're in the division with the Chiefs. You're the Broncos, But
the Chiefs, Chiefs don't scare me, you know. And the Broncos, they've got a long way to go. They don't have a quarterback, and I've never been a Phillip Rivers guy, but I do like their new coach. So you know that division is winnable, I think, going forward. I'm just not sure that Derek Carr is as good as we thought he was going to be, but he's done enough to. That I'm not going to argue with somebody that he won't be good, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think the jury's still out, but I wouldn't argue with you that he will be good or won't be. I just don't know.
Nick, it was your question.
I thought the Oakland, despite it being a foregone conclusion, I mean, because it looks like, according to reports, that Gruden is going to be the head coach.
I mean, is that a done deal?
Yeah, it's a done deal.
I think it's a pretty much.
Yeah, because, well, he said today on Mike and Mike that. Yeah, if they offered him, he'd probably take it. Like, which
it's also not the first time Mark Davis has pursued Gruden.
He's been after for a minute.
Are you guys sold
on
Gruden?
Mark Davis is a piece of work. If you've ever been around him, he's pretty entertaining.
Really?
Yeah.
That haircut. I
was at a brunch with him once, and he showed up with some hussy.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
But I mean, like,
you talk about a dude that needs the money to be able to get laid.
Yeah, but
that's the dude.
But it's like, why can't you come with a fine hussy? Hussy. Like a street skank.
Gross.
Yeah. She's like a street skank dressed in nice clothes. It was disgusting. Yeah. And he was wearing like white leather pants.
Oh, no.
It was February. It was hilarious. Just like, what the hell?
And that haircut? You're going to have to step it up.
I was like, dude, you you got too much money to be looking like this.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Not the first owner like that, though.
For some reason, don't think Gruden is going to succeed again. I really don't. I don't know why I'm not. I think he's a great analyst. I love him.
It's not a given. No,
I love him in the booth, you know, doing analysis of games. But when you look at his track record and what he did after he took over Tony Dungy's team, mm-hmm. who was, I mean, the pump was primed. Let's be real. I mean,
he won the Super Bowl the very first year.
Yeah, and that, it had very little to do with him.
He didn't win another playoff game.
Nope.
You know.
And he got the Raiders close. Then the trade happened, and they met him in the Super Bowl and all that. But I'm not sold on Gruden. I think he's, you know, he can analyze the game well, and he knows what. I just don't think he's a good coach.
And he hasn't coached in 10 years.
Nope.
You know, that's
But if this firing does go down, Jerome, like if Gruden does become the head coach of Oakland, does that mean Jack Del Rio is like a victim of just like bad timing and he's like a hot coach? That
he's gone. They already fired Del Rio.
Right, I know that. But I'm just saying like now he's a hot coach that everybody should be pursuing because he's kind of a victim of circumstances, I think.
Yeah, and he's a victim of circumstances, but that doesn't make you a hot coach.
Well, he had one.
I mean,
and
Del Rio's been—he's coached a long time. He's been around, but so there'll be a lot of jobs, and he'll be a guy. He'll get a job, but
we were talking yesterday with retreads.
Yeah, he'll get a job, you know. Yeah. But I wouldn't call him hot. But it's the NFL, man. They hire people. They make bad decisions all the time, and you know.
How many of these guys that were fired do you think will be a coordinator somewhere? You got John Fox.
If he wants to,
if they're offered,
and he's been a heck of a coordinator.
Jim Caldwell.
Caldwell should get a head coaching job. You know, he was with the Lions the same amount of time as Bill O'Brien's been with the Texans. He won 5 more games. He went 9-7 this year and got fired.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien going 4-12 and walking in with demands.
Chuck Pagano.
Look at the balls on this guy. You go 4-12 coming in and talking about, all right, what y'all going to do for me? Really, Bill? Like, I know what we ain't gonna do.
Maybe when Rick vacated his office, he left the nudes of Bob McNair that he had to hang on to his job for so long. Bill found them, and now Bill's like, "I got the nudes. I ain't going anywhere."
It took him 4 years to hack into Rick's computer to get whatever Rick.
So Pagano, will he get a coordinator position somewhere?
Yeah,
McAdoo. I don't think so.
McAdoo was a coordinator, right?
I know, I don't know that he's going to get enough. I think it might be a few years.
They've been in the
Del Rio,
long
I think,
enough.
Is a no-brainer. Yeah. I think of all them.
Guys like that who've been around, have friends. They get
that's
jobs.
That's true. Don't underestimate the friend thing.
They get hooked up. I mean, it's hard to break into that into that group. But once guys have broken into it.
And then the last thing I saw, because I know we're going to talk Rockets at some point, right? We're going to have to.
Yeah.
But the Bengals signed Marvin Lewis to a 2-year deal through 2019.
Yeah, because they love them some Marvin. He's like Rick Smith. He got a lifetime contract.
I'm impressed with the fact that he's able to hang on.
My man Marvin. He's a good dude.
2-year extension. He's the he is the Bill O'Brien of the North. He's just good like, dude. Yeah.
He's like, well, you know, y'all gonna keep making me play games with Andy Dalton. Y'all can't fire me.
That's true.
You know?
7-9. And he's,
yeah. I mean, it's you would think that they would set their standards a little higher than that, you know?
Yeah.
Just like this town here that so many people are such Bill O'Brien guy. And again, it's not to bash Bill O'Brien. I'm more bashing the people who act like he's a great coach.
I feel like Bill O'Brien
proved that.
I feel like what happened, the reason why Jerome hates Bill O'Brien is that there was a press conference and Jerome asked a question. And Bill O'Brien went Bill O'Brien on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And ever since then, Jerome's like, I'm not going to forget that.
See, that doesn't faze Jerome, though.
That would I've covered Bill Belichick. O'Brien is ain't in that class.
That's child's play. Yeah.
And coaches don't bother me. I want them.
You don't hold a grudge?
I wish they would try to come at me like that. I work on the wish creed.
Jerome.
I wish you would say, what? Better answer my question.
Jerome just went Kings of Comedy on me.
Don't make me come up to that podium.
I'm going to remember that. I'm going to the next presser with him. Hey, Jerome, tell Bill O'Brien what you said about you wish he hilarious. Would.
You don't know me. Crazy.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I was talking to coaches back when I had a conk. You can't come up in here.
Next press conference, Jerome will be like, Mr. O'Brien, sir. Do you have time? No? Okay. I won't ask.
I still have a prediction.
Oh.
Go to break. Go to break. Fired. I hate him.
Shots fired.
We'll talk about that team that you can't see when we come back. That would be the Rockets for y'all. Keep it up.
75.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We have same taste.
That's true.
Except you eat boiled steak.
No, I eat delicious steak. You eat burnt ass
and it's red.
Tough steak.
And it's red.
The way it should be. The way God intended it.
The cow's still mooing and you just
that's what makes it better. Makes it so good.
I was going to go and talk a little Rockets. Hey, you can join us on the show if you want to get in on it. We're having fun here, and there's plenty of action on Twitter. I see here at Jerome Solomon, at Barry is funny, and at Nick, the producer Nick, sorry. Yep,
the producer
Nick. And 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Forget the Rockets. They are what they are. They play. They'll win. They'll lose some. Win some. Win some. Lose some. You know, I know Chris Paul is back, and now James Harden is out for a couple of weeks. Forget that. Rich Rodriguez is the story. He's been fired from the University of Arizona after a woman filed a lawsuit claiming sexual harassment. Among the allegations in said lawsuit, which clearly have some merit because he got fired, but she says he created a hostile work environment.
She I understand that.
He inappropriately grabbed and touched her in January of 2017, so a year ago. An incident that, along with others, led to him getting the nickname around the building of the Predator.
Damn, that was his nickname?
That was his nickname. But
Boom Boom doesn't sound so bad now.
Yeah, Boom Boom's a whole lot better than
the Predator.
That's
way better than the Predator.
But I bet a rapper named the Predator might be pretty cool, though.
That was an album from Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that wouldn't even, that little sexual harassment, that's not the good stuff.
Wait.
That little sexual harassment thing. I mean, he didn't rape her. He grabbed and touched her. She should have slapped him.
Oh, my God. You are on your own.
She should have slapped him and slapped the lawsuit on him immediately.
Okay.
She should have reported him to his bosses immediately. That's what I tell
you. Women, dug out that you do. I could have
If
totally...
a man grazes you, grabs you, touches you, keep your hands to yourself. Turn them in right then. Slap them and shoot them too if you want to. and put me on a jury. If you shot a man for grabbing your behind, innocent, I could not find you guilty of that. Thank you. Don't try to put me under that.
I just let you go.
But the good stuff, this is the good stuff, though.
Okay.
Like I said, the grabbing and touching her, that wasn't bad. What he did, really, the harassment that's worse than that was a couple of years ago, they were playing a home game against USC. He asked this female staffer to get a credential. I know you understand.
I don't know what that means.
Game.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, for a sideline pass for his girlfriend. Well, his wife also has a sideline pass.
Oh.
He told this female staffer that her job was to keep the girlfriend and the wife separate during the game. Now, that's harassment. Like, she's like, I ain't got nothing to do with this. Why you put me in the middle of this?
Yeah, first of all, you don't.
It's a home game. I can see you're supposed to play road games with your side piece, right?
Right. You
don't.
Yeah, play you have home this. Game. No.
Get her up in a suite with, you know, some donors or something.
No,
you don't get her on the sideline.
I don't want them in the same building.
You know, not even, she can't get in the stadium.
No, not at home. No. Side pieces are for the road.
There was a coach in this city not too long ago. I ain't gonna name no names. Who used to have his side pieces rolling on the team bus.
What?
Which coach was that?
What sport?
Oh, football.
Okay.
Keep name. I don't call him. He might be listening right now.
That
going,
damn that, Dom Capers. I knew Dom was a player. Anybody named Dom is a player. That's a player name, Dom.
DeLuise wasn't a player, was he? No. He's an eater.
Yeah, that's true.
He's funny, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, your wife and your girlfriend get sideline
so
passes.
Did they end up finding each other, or did the woman that he had in charge of keep them separated?
That's her job. She better have done it, or she would have gotten fired if she didn't do her job.
Now, see,
she told him that she was uncomfortable with that. He just laughed it off, she said.
See, that's the first mistake. You can't allow a woman to hold that position, because they're going to side with the two women that you're seeing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely, and I'm not one, I agree in equal opportunity, and I think a woman can do anything a man can do when it comes to jobs, but that's a job you want a dude having, is to keep your wife and your girlfriend apart. You don't want to assign.
That's your take on this.
You don't want to assign a woman to that gig.
That's sexual harassment.
No.
Of the man.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I didn't ask him to sleep with either of them or anything. I said, hey, there are two people in my life that I want you to keep separated. It has nothing to do with sex. It's not sexual. It's none of that.
Let me see what Rich Rodriguez's wife looks like.
That could matter, too.
If she fine, then you tell me to keep her away from your girlfriend. Oh, there's sexual harassment.
From you, maybe.
She's not that pretty, man.
Is she not? Did you find
Google her? Rich Rodriguez's wife. Come on, you know the game.
That's more like one of the first. That's weird, because when I, if you Google Barry Laminack, one of the first things that comes up is Barry Laminack's wife. I'm like, that's so weird. That
I think
everybody,
it's just Google so
standard,
much.
Yeah, that's a standard.
Is that a thing? Okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure there's not a bunch of creepers out there trying to look up my wife, which you won't find anything. Nothing. She's the most private person ever.
Oh, and Rodriguez has responded to this.
Uh-oh.
He says, regrettably, the complaint included a single truth.
That he
just one
slept on around.
In the past, I had an extramarital affair with a woman who is not affiliated with university. It was wrong, and I've apologized. That's it.
But that's all you're getting out of me.
That's it.
He apologized to the university, not to his wife.
I'm not a perfect man. that woman also says she got a call from a hotel that Rich was staying in that there was a barking dog in his room, and she found out the dog was the girlfriend's dog.
Oh,
so not only
I thought he had the girlfriend doing some kinky stuff like barking like a dog. That would be, you talk about a weird fetish. What do you want me to do for you, baby? I'll do anything for you. I want you to bark like a dog. What?
Yeah,
I want
coming
you to
America.
Bark like a dog.
Woof, woof, woof.
So I did Google Rich Rodriguez's wife. I see why he had a side piece.
Oh, man, that ain't cool.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I said.
Really?
That's how
you gonna do that?
She looks like her life's ambition is to be head of the PTA.
Oh, if you Google images on her, I don't know what comes over yours, but there's one with her arms folded.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at.
That's what she looked like that day she found out he was cheating.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, this is probably from the press conference where he admitted to infidelity.
But you can't go calling women ugly, man.
I didn't say she was ugly. I said she looked like her life's goal was to be the head of the PTA. That's all I said.
You don't like what's wrong with PTA women?
And that's just women that ain't got nothing else to do. I don't know.
The last time you been to a PTA meeting? No.
I don't go. I don't have kids. I don't have to go to a PTA meeting. You tell me, Jerome.
Oh, she.
What does it look like? How's it going down at the PTA?
She does look like she spent a lot of time in the sun.
Yes.
I mean, a little too much time in the sun, maybe. But that's not right to be talking about her looks.
I didn't say anything about her looks.
A woman with children.
I didn't say anything about her looks.
My goodness, man, you're disgusting. That's how you go.
He's just going to keep trying.
I say this man is cheating on his wife and harassing his people that work for him. And you go,
she looks like she wants to be head of the PTA. That's all I said. It's a good try, though. You shot your shot.
What does that mean?
It just means that she looks like she is grumpy. How about that? Is that a better description?
She looks like she's always in a bad mood. Oh, okay.
Or no, you know what? You're not gonna get me in trouble.
Yo, go ahead.
No.
Elaborate.
No. So he's out.
She don't look like she.
So do you think any of these fired coaches from the NFL get that position, or are they gonna stick with the college guy in Arizona?
Oh, they probably go with the college guy, I would think. Arizona State hired the NFL guy.
Yeah.
You know, they're one of their main in-state rival, the big school with Herm Edwards. But no, it's early. It's early too. So it's January. No, they'll find a guy. Arizona's not a great football job, but it's fine.
Yeah.
They pay real money.
Pac-12, yeah.
They pay real money. So yeah.
Dr. Dre on 290 said Jack Pardee was a freak. No, it wasn't Jack Pardee.
Y'all going with Jack Pardee and y'all going with Dead Man and now Dom.
Capers,
who just, didn't he just get fired?
Did he?
He's about to.
I know the GM got fired up there.
Yeah, he's going to get fired if he hadn't gotten fired.
Yeah.
He's been getting a lot of flack there in Green Bay as the defense coordinator. He had a good little run, but that's about it. Oh, yeah, no, he's been fired.
He's been fired? Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, he got fired. Dom's all right, guy, from what I understand. I don't know him. He seems all right. People like him. See what his wife looks like.
Oh, no. We're going to Google that at the break.
That's what we'll do for the last 30 minutes of the show. Just start Googling people's wives. See what coaches' wives look like. 713-780. We'll be back in a minute. And maybe we'll talk about some Rockets this time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Clarence wants to weigh in. Welcome to the show, Clarence. Start talking.
What up?
What's up, Clarence? Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, guys. How's it going?
Very good.
Happy New Year, man.
All right. First off, Rich Rodriguez got some balls, man. You know, to have your wife and your side piece on the sideline and just have some random chick try to separate them, that's some balls. Yeah. Second off, I really can't be mad at him because his wife looked like a tan version of Holly Holm after she got into a fight with Cyborg.
Damn.
I mean,
I'm glad you
said
it.
She looked like a troll.
I was trying to say it earlier, and then Jerome made me feel bad, but I'm glad you said it.
I'm not going to feel bad about it. She looked like a trophy wife going wrong.
The daughter
does not look any better.
Oh. Damn, now you're attacking his kids.
Come on, man.
Clarence is being ruthless. And his great-grandkid? His great-granddaughter?
I ain't say great-grandkids. I'm going to say the grandkids because his daughter looks just like the wife, and that ain't helping her in any way, shape, or form. That is not helping her. And every picture I saw, The wife had that fake smile like, yeah, I know my husband cheated, but what I'm going to do about it? He's paying all the bills.
He ain't making but $6 million a year.
Appreciate the call, as always, my man. Oh, Happy man. New Year to you. That's so mean. Somebody on the text line said she looks like an old Tanya Harding.
No.
That's another good one.
Tanya, yeah, good one. That, no, that's
very
pretty
good
accurate.
Comparison.
Oh, I don't know what Tanya look old. Tanya had some moments where she was doable. You know, she used to be fine. She was fine back
no,
in the day.
No, Jerome. Yeah.
Tanya Hunter was fine.
Tanya
Harding? Body. Tanya, she had a great body. What are you talking about?
In her 20s because
she
was
a figure
skater.
She had a great skater. Body. Like, you don't think she was What's wrong with you?
Her face.
You go name your name Boom Boom and call yourself a rapper, and all of a sudden you don't like a woman with her big ass?
Her body was okay, but her face.
Her body was not okay. She's a world-class figure skater. She had an amazing body. What do you like, them stick figure skaters?
What was the... No.
Is that the problem?
What was the dude's name that she had beat up?
I guess Debbie Thomas wasn't fine either, huh?
No, Debbie Thomas was...
All right, but boy, I'm starting to worry about you.
What was Jeff Galooly? She's got a nice body, but her face looks like Jeff Galooly or whatever the hell his name was. Yeah,
she's not very pretty. She just had a body.
No, exactly. You have to have a pretty face and a nice body.
No, no, no. That's to be.
Otherwise, you're Grace Jones.
That's to be hot and gorgeous or something.
No.
No.
Fine means both.
Fine in the history of the meaning of the word from the phrase where it begins. It's like Afro. You don't know where the Af come from, do you? Afro comes from African American. I got to educate you, white boy. Look, and fine is about the body and always has been. Well, and y'all try to twist it around you.
Fine.
And then the millennials like Nick them. They try to, she's fine.
Fine has always been the whole package.
Thank you.
It's always been the whole package.
For your life.
You can't say a woman is fine.
Since the 2000s. From the 99 and the 2000s. But not back in the day. Fine was always about
she
body.
She may have the best body in the world.
Frame.
But if her body or if her face looks like Red Fox, she's not fine.
But she
didn't
have a fine brown frame.
Well, that means she's got a fine body.
No, but that doesn't mean she's fine. No, dude. A woman could be walking away from you. You never even see her face. You go, man, that babe is fine.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
You'd be like, damn, she's got a nice body.
You're not communicating properly.
She's got a nice ass. You don't say she's
fine. Help me out here, people. 713-780-3776. Yeah. Fine has always been about the body.
Please call in so Jerome knows how wrong he is.
A woman don't even have to have a head on her shoulders at all to be fine.
Headless horseman's wife. Man, she's fine. All that ass and no head. What are you talking about?
You can't even get...
No, yeah, see? No head means...
It's going to be a headless relationship.
It means it's... Mm-hmm, that's right.
I can't believe you sitting there telling me Tanya Harding wasn't fine.
No, she had a nice body.
But that means fine.
It's not that shocking, bro.
Everybody is here to tell you how wrong you are.
Oh no! This is going to be about the debate on whether or not you're fine just from the body. That's what that's about.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's calling in to tell Jerome how wrong he is.
Fine
is the whole package.
Let's go to the people.
Nice ass. Okay. Let's pretty face. People. Okay, but if it's both, you say fine. Who's up? Jay.
You can be fine and have a pretty face, too.
It's not ready yet.
Jay's not ready yet.
You can be fine and have a pretty face, too, but you can be fine and, you know, it look like the bottom of my shoe.
Fine. If I'm saying somebody's fine, it's going to have to be the whole thing. Because otherwise, you pick out the body part or you just name the fact that she's got a nice body.
No.
But fine is the whole package.
All right,
this is the debate. We're going to need people to answer. There's only two choices here. When you say someone's fine, are you just talking about the body or are you talking about the whole package? Is Jay ready? Jay.
No, I don't know.
No, Jay's not ready.
I don't think
they
got it wrong. I think he's got the name wrong. Go to Lot first.
Lot, what's up, Lot? Lot.
What's going on?
All right.
Oh, I won this one.
It's over.
Racket.
Are there any white people out there that can make a phone call, please?
Help me out, brother, man.
Lot.
Hey.
Lot, when you say fine, are you talking about the whole package or just the body?
When you say fine, you talking about the body.
Hang up on Lot.
You talking about the whole package.
What?
That's one for Jerome.
Lot's 107 years old.
Ding, ding, ding,
when you say sexy, you talking about, look at that. Watch out now.
Would you want to plate the with a biscuit?
If you want to get with a winner, you better drop that chicken dinner. Lot was the original player from the Himalayas.
Lot and Grady used to go out back in the day, boy.
Lot was the original Romy Rome. Oh my gosh. All right,
one more before we go to break.
Who's up next? Let's get to a white guy. OU Mike. OU Mike, when you say fine, are you talking about the body or the whole package? Is he there?
He gone.
Or is that Craig? Did they change it to Craig?
Craig. What's up, man?
Craig. This is a disaster now. Look what happened. We're going to have to get these.
Because it's not even a contest. The lines are all full.
You know what? Everybody that's on the line, hang on. We're going to come to you on the next. We're going to get this figured out. We got new interns. We're going to get these. Nobody hang up. We're going to get to all of you because I have a feeling I'm going to win as long as it's not all black people that are on hold.
You that song that's playing? That's some boat, didn't it?
That's
bring
that's
it to
good.
Jerome.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I want all y'all to bring it to Jerome and tell this man what fire is when we come back.
Damn Lot.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back in. And it's clear on Twitter, up and down my Twitter feed, it's not even close. This is like the landslide.
Your Twitter feed.
The landslide of all elections.
I wonder who's on your Twitter feed, because on mine.
Tonya Harding was fine for being trailer trash. I'm a white boy. Fine is the body.
Hey, Seuss, when I say fine, I'm talking about the whole package.
PT Hawk 33, fine has no face.
Craig Koshkin, I think I couldn't get through because I was going to say it's the whole package. See?
Now I'm rigging the election?
SG, agree with you. Fine is the whole package. Tonya Harding was fine for being trailer trash. That was, yo, Adrian. All right, let's get these calls in. Here's the deal. You got to vote. Vote quick. Does fine mean you're just talking about the body, or are you talking about the whole package? Let's start with Matt. Matt, what say you? Matt. All right.
Yes.
Yay, Matt. Pay attention, man. What do you got? Is fine mean the body or the whole package when you say she's fine?
Fine means the whole package.
Thank you. That's 1-1.
White Let's Matt. Go. Thank you, Matt. I mean, Matt.
So we got one black Lot, one white Matt, and we are 1-1 in the vote. Alan, I like my chances here.
Hey,
Alan,
guys, you there?
Alan, what say you, man? When you say fine, are you talking about her body or the whole package?
Fine is the whole package.
Thank you, Alan. 2-1. 2-1. Jay.
What a black man can't get through the phone.
Hey, if this is Fort Worth, Jay, hang up because he's black.
The brothers couldn't hang through they didn't have the minutes to hang through the break. Come on, brothers, call back.
We're trying to go through them fast.
Jay, is fine the whole package or just the body?
It's the body. It's always been the body.
All right, that's 2-2. Get out of here, Jay. David, you're up next. David, is fine the whole package or just the body?
It's the whole package, but you can also use fine as in, you got a fine body or
fine,
or
ass. Fine ass. Yeah, but it's usually the whole package, right, David?
Right,
all
exactly.
Right. 3-2. Next, OU Mike, what say you, man?
Man, my man Jerome, he's got a problem with his natural attraction to white women. It's got him saying crazy things, you know? Like, next he'll be saying Carrie Hilson is not as fine as Tonya Harding. You know, he's just saying crazy stuff.
That's 4-2. I'll take that as a whole package. That's 4-2. Thank you, OU Mike.
OU Mike. His vote don't count.
DJ next. DJ, does fine mean the whole package or just the body?
Nah, man. Fine means just the body.
I was screwed on that.
Wrong,
as soon as DJ said nah, I was like, well,
hell
it's 4-3.
Thank you, brother.
That's 4-3.
DJ.
4-3. Scott, I like my chances here. Scott.
Scott's gone.
Scott's gone. See, he had to get back to work.
You trying to say, brother, you got no job.
Brandon.
This could go either way.
Yeah. Brandon, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Does fine mean just the body, or when you say she's fine, are you talking about the whole package?
Never in my life have I looked at a woman walking by, if she didn't have a pretty face, that I said she's fine. She's got to have the whole package.
Thank you. That's 5-3. This is a route.
Brandon
this
ain't
is
never a even route. Seen a woman walk by. I tell you, he's 12 years old.
He's like,
go to school, Brandon. Quit calling radio station. Get back to class.
Chris, the first Chris. Chris, hurry up, man. What do you think? Is it the whole package or just
look,
the face?
Hey, man, look, if you say fine, it's definitely the body. Fine is
damn,
fine boy. Body.
Get out of here, Chris.
She fawn.
5-4. The next Chris.
And then next question, you say, man, this girl is fawn. And then you go, what she look like? That's the natural progression. That's how the conversation goes. Now, what she look like?
You what?
Because you already said she fawn.
That's the follow-up. That's the after the follow-up. The fact.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, what she look like?
Chris. That makes no sense to me.
Chris.
Chris.
Yeah.
What do you, when you say fine, what do you mean?
Fine to me is just body. Because a chick can have a body and be fine and ugly still.
What?
Amen, brother.
That's 5-5. Should we keep this going or should we just leave it unsettled?
We can just take these last four.
Last four.
Last four.
Right, we're black and white. Let's go Latino. Right. And let the Latino break the tie.
Yeah, to Jose. Let's get Roger first. Roger.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, damn. Roger, what when you... when you
sound disappointed.
I know. Damn. When you say fine, do you mean the body or the whole package?
When you say fine, it's with
hang
the body, but it's all in our expression. When we say fine, that means she got it all.
Okay. Oh, well,
see,
damn.
See, he's like, he's fine. He's running,
Roger, Roger's running for mayor. That's a no vote. He just said both. Jose.
It's the whole package.
Thank you, Jose. I appreciate that. You see that?
And you let the Latino delegation down.
The Latino delegation has spoken. 6-5. All right, last two. Leonard. This could go either way.
Hey, what's going on, man? You know, Jerome always had this thing about Serena. I really never got, being a black guy myself, she's fine in the body, but it's still a whole package.
Oh!
What?
He has
so he's saying Serena's not fine. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Let's keep this guy
Nick,
on the line for
Nick,
a second.
This Serena in the middle of did the you wrong see? Answer.
Leonard, but I wish you could. I
the
wish
black
we were...
delegation dropping Leonard. Because his name ain't Leonard. What's your real name?
Oh, man.
Leonard, I wish you could have seen Jerome's face when you were talking because he was agreeing with you.
I know.
And then right at the end, he was like, what? Oh, that's good stuff. Appreciate the call, Leonard.
A
last
black
one.
Man that don't
it's
appreciate
6-5.
How fine Serena Williams is.
What do we say? Is it 6-5 or is it 7-5?
Because
Jose voted.
It's close. It's down
Jose,
the middle, obviously.
Jose broke the tie. So it's 7-5. You've lost. There's no way.
All Steven. Right, Steven is the last one.
This is going 8-5. Steven.
All right.
What do you?
Cute is the face, sexy is the body, fine is the whole package.
Thank you, Steven. Thank you so much. Steven, that was perfect. That's the best way to end that entire thing. Steven nailed it. I don't know.
Houston
I don't know. You've been
is
doing
supposed
this
to be the most diverse city in town. In the country.
I thought with our audience, he for sure would have won. Honestly.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked you couldn't get more than five black people to call.
Who the intern answered the phone over there?
The black guy.
The black guy.
Is it a real black guy? Or like the,
no, it's a fake black guy. Yes. Well, he does go to Texas Tech. So.
Is it one of them infiltrators like Leonard?
Hey. Leonard is an infiltrator? Damn. You see what happens? Jerome loses, and then he gets all mad and starts turning
I
on
really
his own race.
He had you. I was like, this is I not going to go well for Barry at all.
I had faith in our white and Hispanic callers. Jose, the one Hispanic call, turned the whole thing for me. Oh, that was funny.
That's a shame. 713-780-ESPN. Actually, we won't even take any more phone calls. I'm so disappointed in y'all's
like,
actions
that's it.
And activities this afternoon. Fawn.
No.
Does not mean that and who's the writer here? Who's the person who knows what words
what you think?
Mean?
I don't know.
You don't.
I don't have a definition of words because I'm not a writer. Oh, you got dude, how hard is it to write a slideshow? Get out of here. That's why you gotta write one sentence for each slide. You got 1,000 slides. Oh man. Did you see the story?
Let me
what?
I'm looking up the definition of
fine?
Word fine.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Matt, no. What's the other dictionary?
What thesaurus?
Webster?
No, the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, the Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
Okay. Mm. That's gonna have a bunch of different definitions. I just saw this. I wanted to bring this up before we get too far from it. It may have already been mentioned, but during the when I was on vacation, this story broke. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but do you know that they captured a man or arrested a guy in Slidell, Louisiana, who was running the Nigerian Prince email scams? He was their go. So there was actually people in Nigeria that were running the scam. And they hired a guy here to be the go-between to collect the money. Now, two things. One, he was charged with 269 counts of wire fraud. So there are at least 269 people that fell for the Nigerian email scam.
But I mean, but think about it. They probably sent out 5 million emails.
But still, you know? Everybody knows that everybody knows. But I mean, really old people, maybe.
And I just read a story yesterday. Somebody's grandmother, would get the, I'm your grandson and I'm stuck in such and such a place and lost my wallet and they won't let me come home.
Well, that's different than a Nigerian prince putting you in his will that you've never met.
But it's still a scam and old people, will fall for it. Well, and
that's not even
people are not paying attention.
But that's not even what puzzles me about the whole thing. The whole thing that I'm thinking, if I'm going to run a scam in another country, I'm not picking somebody in Slidell, Louisiana to head up the scam. I don't know that that's a place that I would go. And this dude is 67. So you got an old man from Slidell, Louisiana to be your
was,
front.
Is he Nigerian?
No.
So is he white dude?
Yeah, he's just an old ass white dude from Slidell, Louisiana. That's the Nigerian prince.
Oh man, he looks a little shady.
Yeah. He doesn't look very educated either. And that's why he got caught. I'm willing to bet you. I don't understand. I would think I would try to find me like a ring or something like New York. I would go to New York, L.A. I don't know if I'm looking at the map. I don't look at Slidell, Louisiana and go, that's our kingpin right there.
Some city like
right
that
there.
Is somewhere where you the person could blend in. If you in Slidell, ain't but five people that got the internet. So, I mean,
it's got to be one of these four or five people.
You think it'd be pretty easy to track them down.
One of them's the pastor, so you narrowed it down to four.
How long they've been doing this?
No. An 18-month investigation. That's crazy, man.
But people have been doing it for me. I mean,
this thing has been going on for years.
I'm sure there are hundreds or thousands of people pulling it off, but that one ring there.
18 months at least.
Did they say how much money he got?
No, they just said 269 counts of wire fraud. But they say they still make millions on that scam. Still, that's amazing to me.
Yeah. It doesn't amaze me. Now that I find out some people don't know what fine means, anything is possible.
I have a feeling we're going to be discussing this again tomorrow. He won't let it go. You know why? Because he lost.
After I call all my people and I'm calling in tomorrow, it might come up again.
Where did you go to high school?
I'm like Donald Trump. Y'all stacked the votes.
Oh, we cheated.
Yeah, this was voter fraud. Okay. It's clearly voter fraud. No question about it.
I'm just saying the people spoke. You lost.
It was a fun day. Enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yes.
Educated you a little bit. We learned a little bit about your fledgling rap career.
I wish it would have been that good.
The tour you
fledgling would have been an upgrade.
Yeah, and your dance prowess or lack thereof. That's good stuff. We'll have to get Nick to give us some of his backstories tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like it.
Y'all don't let him talk enough for me.
No, I talk a lot, dude.
No, y'all don't ridicule him enough. I'm sorry.
Oh, we don't mess with him enough. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I would agree with that.
He doesn't get properly harassed until I'm here. So.
I agree with that.
And I've let him slide the last 2 days.
I completely disagree with that.
But thank you anyway. We enjoyed it thoroughly. Hope you guys did too. I'll be back again tomorrow, 1:00. Coming up next, The Blitz.
ESPN 97.5.
Imagine
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.